Blog Talk Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio. What's up, world? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy. You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio. Love, relationship, and everything in between. So, just tune in, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Every Wednesday night, Tell All Radio. You have now tuned in.
You have now tuned in.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
Yes. Listen, babe.
And that's probably why I always come. Yeah. So lie to me, lie to me, lie to me so sweet. Cause I don't ever want to imagine all the other niggas like me get in your pants. So tell me that the pussy is mine. Yeah. Tell me, baby. It's all mine. Yeah. Tell me that the pussy is mine. Ooh, cause I don't wanna believe.
Oh, Tell All Radio Tell Live. All Radio Tell Live. All.
Mike Wilson.
What's up, you guys? What's popping? What's cracking, lacking? This is your girl, Princess Dazzy, and you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio. I got my girl, Miss Sexy K.
Hey, what's up?
What's poppin'? I got your boy, Prince. Prince, what's up? What's poppin'?
See what I could do for you tonight.
Okay. I'm super excited tonight, even though I'm so under the weather. But, you know, I'm good. I'm gonna keep it live for you guys. Keep it poppin'. And everybody's going to have fun. Yeah, because that's what we do here at Tell All Radio. First and foremost, let me get my shout-out on before I just say anything else. Shout-out to God for being so amazing, wonderful, super, stupendous, excellent. Just everything. Everything good. He's just everything good. So, shout-out to him. And I know he's going to get rid of this sickness for me, so I'm praying y'all pray for me. Pray for me. Also, I'm going to give a shout out to the Six Man Radio team because we are definitely doing it big. Shout out to you guys. Love you guys. Mwah. Kisses. Also, shout out to you guys who tune in every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Y'all are definitely supporting us. Shout out to you guys. Just for holding us down. Love you. Always. We can also get into the word of the day, which is crazy. And I'm sure everybody knows the definition of crazy. So I'm just going to use it in a sentence this time. And I'm going to start this off by saying, Rihanna is crazy as hell to go back to Chris Brown. I was just going to throw that out there. We're not going to discuss it right now, but we're just going to throw that out there and get you guys thinking. Also, the quote of the day, which is a quote that I made up. If you can't beat them, fuck them. On with them. You know, whatever. You kind of move on.
I think every woman needs to adopt that clause right there.
Exactly.
2013 women's anthem right there.
Exactly. We gotta, ladies, we gotta take a stand and be like, no, nigga, fuck you. You just have to do it. Even if the dick is good, you gotta do it. Just let it go. You know what I mean? It might hurt, but it's over. Speaking of guys, I gotta tell you guys about my little escapade that I had recently. So, talking to this guy, and we were chilling or whatever, talking. He actually called me early in the fucking morning before I went to work. And he was like, hey, what you doing, blah, blah, blah. Now, we're supposed to be talking. Not exclusively, but we're talking, you know, getting to know each other, seeing where it's going to go. And like 10 minutes after I get off the phone with you, your girlfriend texts me. She says, hi. This is so-and-so's girlfriend. How are you? And I hate, and one thing, females, I hate when bitches do that. Like, don't try to be nice to me when you know you're not trying to be nice for real. You know what I mean? You're just trying to be a smartass, and I don't really appreciate that shit. And, you know, it definitely pisses me the fuck off. I'm just saying.
Well, you can understand why she's calling you.
I don't understand. I don't get it because my thing is that if that's your man, then you would know what he's doing. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't be texting me trying to see who I am.
Man, he is not.
You would already know.
see y'all, man.
Yeah, he wasn't my man. That's the whole issue for me. Like, we was not, we not together. We weren't, you know what I mean, in love. Like, we just started talking, so it wasn't serious. So for him to lie, it was just like, why are you lying? Like, why you ain't just tell me you had a girl? You got to be texting my phone, being all extra. And then she gonna say, I mean, I gotta tell you guys, this shit was just funny as hell. She was like, well, listen, I just wanted to know who you were, who was the woman who was trying to take him away from me. And I just wanted to let you know that I am his girl, and I'm pretty sure you're a wonderful person and a wonderful girl, and I'm sure you're gonna find you a man who is gonna love you 100% sometime in your life. But honey, come on, but he is not the man, and I just wanted to let you know to stop texting and stop calling him. So I was like, evidently you don't know all the information. I was like, so before you start texting my phone or calling me, make sure you talk to your man first. Because if you look through his phone, if you actually did look through his phone, you would see that he contacted me. Okay?
That chick is young and leave alone.
I was like, don't text me. No, don't do that. That's one thing I cannot stand. Go to your man. If you feel like your man is cheating on you or you find a number in his phone, go to him and talk to him. Don't call me. What the hell can I do for you? You know what I mean? Like, what exactly do you want me to say or do to make you feel better? Because everything I'm going to say is probably going to piss you off. So you should just leave it alone. Like, go to him and talk to him. Don't call me. Don't text me. Don't oo-woo me. Don't Twitter me. Like, no. Just don't. I just feel like it's so disrespectful to do that, especially if I didn't even know about you and you going off on me. And I'm like, bitch, I will fuck you up. Like, you have got the game twisted. I was just so mad. I cussed her out. I didn't mean to. And then he was like, you know, and I called him. I was like, so what the hell, what is your girlfriend doing calling me? He was like, oh, she called you? I said, yeah. He was like, oh, so, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. So, can we still be friends? I wanted to say, bitch, I'm not your damn friend. Like, we can never be friends. Like, there is no coming back from this. Like, why do guys do that?
Now,
y'all be asking some dumbass questions.
It wasn't his fault.
It was his fault. If you allow your woman to go through, the man who allows his woman to go through his phone and y'all are not married, yeah, it's your fault if she gets a number and calls somebody. It is your fault.
It's not his fault. He didn't know she was going to call you.
Whatever. I don't even want to hear that bull crap. I don't want to hear it. Mm-mm. I really don't.
He didn't know she was going to call you.
He didn't know. And then he's going to tell me, I didn't know I was going to get called. I was like, really?
Whoa.
Yeah, he admitted it.
He was like,
I honestly didn't think I was going to get caught up.
You don't never admit it, playoff.
I was like, really? You didn't think you was going to get called? He was like, nah. I was like, okay. I was like, well, you can be with her. Like, I don't want you. He was like, nah, like, I want to talk to you. I was like, well, you done fucked that up. So, I can't even trust you now. It's over.
He was like, I want to talk to you.
Finished.
I heard what you did to that vibrator.
You know what? And I still ain't got it fixed either. I'm over here going through withdrawals and shit.
And no getting it fixed. Go and get another one.
I gotta get
it. How you gonna try to fix a vibrator? Where do you do that at?
I just wanted to see if I could figure out how it got messed up.
I just want to know where's the shop that you take sex toys to I want to know what the sex toy repair shop is. That's all I want to know.
Okay. Whatever.
I'm going to look that up. See if they have it.
You know they probably do.
They probably do have one.
I doubt that very much. I doubt that very much.
I know, because they, you know what, they're probably not jazzed, because they probably don't want to touch nothing that came up out of
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They probably don't want to touch it. But still, if you sterilize it, you know what I mean?
Their slogan would be, you beat it, you shoot it.
I think if you sterilize it, it wouldn't be that, you know, serious. You know what I mean? Yeah. They just put it in like a bucket of, I don't know, Clorox or something. I don't know.
Like,
clean it off.
You beat it, we treat it. You fuck it, we'll fix it.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't believe I did that. I'm so, like, really, like, I don't know what to do with myself now. It's longer. I'm gonna have a funeral. I'm going to, like, you know, put it in a box and stuff and rest in peace and everything.
All you got to do is take your behind back to the store. I mean.
I do. I need to. I'm going to go.
Too bad you weren't lucky enough to be a man, you know what I'm saying? We was born with our sex devices, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, my finger is just as good.
Nah, I can't even say that. Y'all fingers do some amazing things, but you know what I'm saying? G.I. Joe wasn't the first motherfucker with a kung fu grip. That's all I'm saying.
I can't even take that lie. I really can't. It's done. Well, we have a great show planned for you guys tonight. We're going to be discussing two top stories that are in the news right now. And we're going to be joined by Aussie. I think I'm saying his name right. Aussie from ACL, discussing his movement. And he's going to be introducing his new single. I was calling it Wet Wet, but it's actually Wet. And it's actually a very dope track. And it's, of course, talking about doing it. And he's saying, you know, everything that I like during sex. So I'm thinking we might hit it off. You know, I mean, I might get me a little boo thing out of this. You never know. You never know.
You might want to run. That dude, she's running through vibrators.
Absolutely. So, you know, don't talk about my vibrator. It's, you know, it's very difficult for me right now because I need it. You know what I mean? It's hard, like, you know. And even today, I was like, damn. I had to turn to Pornhub because I couldn't use my vibrator. It was out of commission. You know?
Pornhub is that deal.
I'm on the iPad
right now, and actually there are places you can for real get your sex toys repaired.
Wow. Now we know that there are shops around here who do the sex repair. Okay.
Wow.
I need to find out if there's one here.
I would not like to work at that shop. That's all I'm saying. A good look.
You're like, damn, what you do to this? Like, it's okay. I would be embarrassed, though. I wouldn't even take it. I would be embarrassed.
Exactly.
I'd be like, so.
Exactly.
I'd be like, so, what happened? Like, what
this
happened?
Called,
like, I don't
know. They're called sex toy mechanics.
See what I'm saying? Yes. They have.
See? Sex toy mechanics.
I'm not surprised.
Just for shits and giggles, where are they located?
Where are they located, Sexy K?
I'm in a click moment, and this is not cute. And look, the second thing I see is the little bullet. Oh, wow. So they repaired the booth? I'm going to have to go.
Yeah.
Because I really need
Where are they located? Where are they located?
I'm going to keep scrolling and looking. But, oh, it says contact us. Let me see it. Because
I really need
that. You know. But I wouldn't be embarrassed to walk in there and be like, yeah, I found my toy.
Wait a minute now. This is a sorry. It says apologies, but the page you request cannot be found, so they must have shut down.
They must have said, you don't play.
They must have contracted something, goddamn.
Exactly. They must have been like, you know what, I'm not about to do this bullshit.
I would, you know there's going to be some. Girl, did you clean this? When the last time you
cleaned this before you brought this in here?
When
the last
time
you
clean this motherfucker?
It got air and everything inside of it. It's wrapped around. Like, what the hell have you been doing? What have you been doing? All right, so guys, so I wanna start the conversation off with Rihanna and Chris Brown. Rihanna has opened up like never before about getting back together with her ex-boyfriend Chris Brown. And she pretty much doesn't care about her image anymore. She says, I decided it was more important for me to be happy. She also says, I wasn't going to let anybody's opinion get in the way of that. Even if it's a mistake, it's my mistake. After being tormented for so many years, being angry and dark, I'd rather just live my truth and take the backlash. I can handle it. That's what she says. She's like, listen. Y'all can kiss my motherfucking ass. I'm putting it in layman's terms. Y'all can kiss my ass. I'm going to be with my boo. It don't matter what y'all talking about. He loved me. I love him. Even though we whoop each other ass. We're good. That's what she's saying. So, Rihanna, I don't know what to really say. And I feel like Chris Brown, he is the victim. Because I think Rihanna be whooping his ass. For real. I think she's going to be whooping his ass, like, I don't see him being the abuser in the relationship. That's just my opinion.
My comment for all the real motherfuckers that, you know, listen to this show is like, you know, who gives a fuck? Fuck Rihanna. Fuck Chris Brown. Moving on.
You know what?
Because I know Rihanna is not trying to think about what the prince is doing with his old lady. You know what I'm saying? Neither Chris Brown. And last time I checked, isn't he fighting with some gay dude or something like that?
Yes, so Rihanna made a statement about that too. She said that Brown was currently involved in an investigation for allegedly assaulting singer Ocean.
She was like, listen,
he doesn't have the luxury of fucking up again. So that's just not an option. I can't say that nothing else will ever go wrong, but I'm pretty solid in knowing that he's disgusted by the situation, and I wouldn't have gone this far if I ever thought that it was possible for it to happen again. So she thinks that even though he's beating up on Frank Ocean, he's not gonna whoop her ass no more.
That's not the way I read it. Frank Ocean showed up for him with a couple of his female men, however you want to describe them.
See, man, stop playing.
He ran up on Chris Brown like, hey, forgot I was a man, huh, nigga?
Oh, Lord, no.
He is a man.
Who won? Frank Ocean won? Damn, that's fucked up. That is embarrassing. Like, how do you even come out from that? I mean, I understand the Drake situation when he got beat up by Drake. Okay, I understand that. But, because, you know, even though Drake is a little queery to me, you know, Young Money, there's some niggas in there. They get down with the get down. So, I'm not surprised that they got, you know, they whooped his behind or whatever.
But Frank Ocean, I mean, he's just so sweet. You know what I mean?
Hey,
he looks
hey,
so
hey.
Sweet.
A lot of people fail to realize. You got to be a hell of a man to take some dicky ass. You know what I'm saying? He more man than me. You know what I'm saying? You got to be one tough motherfucker to let another man violate you like that. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you know gay guys know how to fight. They get picked on all the damn time.
I'm telling
so
you, they be ready.
My word of advice.
They are pure muscle, like for real. Like I had this trainee. I'm sorry, guys. I love gay people, so don't take this as, you know, me being, you know, biased or mean or anything like that. But I had a training, like, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and we were in Walmart, and I was drunk as hell. And this dude walks in, and I mean stilettos, skirt, belly shirt, all that, hair fluffed up, and looking a hot-ass mess, first of all. And whoever he was with, I mean, he had some, you know, he had some dress game. He was looking nice. He had his hair in a ponytail. I mean, he was sweet. I mean, he was good. But the other one, I guess he saw me look at him, and then I turned away, and he was like, "What the fuck you looking at, bitch? I whooped your motherfucking ass." I was like, "Really? Like you're like 45 in a skirt, and you gonna whoop my ass, Ripley? Like, cut it out!" Like, I was drunk too. I took off my belt because I was gonna beat him, I guess. I was like, you know, like, you need to cut it out. Stop. It was
they
really
don't
funny.
Like, they don't like when you stare. They don't like when
exactly,
you stare.
But it's like, you well, look like.
Okay, but you making yourself look like
exactly.
this.
Exactly. At least if you want, and I feel like this dude, if you're going to turn into a woman, do it all the way. Don't do it half-assed. And then think that nobody's going to be staring at your ass like, bitch, what the fuck?
Are you doing?
Like, what
the hell is going on? Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm
just like, I don't know.
You know,
maybe not.
Men that
turn into
women.
I was like, I, you know, he was on with my ass for real. He was serious. He was mad. And I was like, you know what, bitch? I don't really know what you want me to say because you look like shit. Like, I can't really be nice to you right now. Now, I took off my belt like I was going to beat him, so evidently, it was, you know. And his friend was like, she's not worth it. She's not worth it. Leave her alone. Like, really? In Walmart? You see everything in Walmart at 2 o'clock in the morning? Oh, my gosh. Definitely. Also, shout out to DJ Prince. He's bringing us the mix tonight, and I'm also officially a part of 70 Streets, so I'm super excited about that. I'm going to be doing a lot of events, a lot of different things going to be going on. This year is definitely going to be super duper busy for 70 Streets, so shout out to him. Also, shout out to all the listeners calling from New York, D.C., Atlanta. Definitely love you guys. Definitely appreciate you guys so super much, and I'm so like mad that my friends haven't called in. The hoodlums of the show have not called in.
They let the hour go by first and then they
exactly. They
and
definitely
your bullet's not working, so they might not call.
Let me tell you, that's trifling. I just wanna let y'all know. Just because I'm not going to be doing the sex stories for a little bit.
Yes, they don't
does
call.
Not mean yeah. that you can't talk in. I'm just saying. My bullet is under construction, okay? I'm trying to find another one or a place that can fix it. You know what I mean? So calm down. You know, it's coming. I don't know when, but it's coming. I'm going
to
let y'all know.
I want to say to them dudes, man, way to keep it you. You just call
huh?
in. I'm telling them, wait to keep it deep. If I wouldn't get no ass, I wouldn't call in either.
Whatever.
He wasn't getting no.
Some man said he was so cold. He mad
next.
All right. They was mad last week, and I felt kind of bad because I'm like, you know, I understand y'all caught me because y'all want to hear, you know, my... y'all want to hear my live sex. I understand that, but listen, things happen. My bullet is out. It's not worth it. It's not working. So I don't know what to tell you guys. Like, it gets me in the mood. It gets me there. So my finger does not do the trick anymore. I have to have that vibration. But I promise I'm going to make it happen for you guys. You guys are going to be like, oh my God, she's amazing. Even though y'all already like that, but I'm just saying, y'all going to be even more like, damn, Princess Jazzy. You know. Anyway. Enough of the nasty talk. You know what? I had this dream. It was crazy. I had this dream that I was like in the bed and I was laying down and somebody was crawling underneath my covers and started eating my pussy. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, my God.
So it was definitely intense. And I felt the vibration. I was like, whoa. Like, it felt like my bullet was there, but it wasn't. And, you know, and it just, I'm really going through withdrawals right now because I had it so many times and I was using it so much that I got comfortable. And it became, you know, it became a activity in my day. You know what I mean? Yeah. At least once. And now I can't even get it in.
Yeah, I swear to God, you probably got to be the only mofo with a plug up bullet.
Listen, I don't know how I broke it. I really don't know. I don't understand. It was fine.
It probably just went out. If you use it daily, it probably just went out.
Listen, even if I use it daily, they supposed to be durable. They supposed to hold up.
That's true, but
I don't know anybody that uses a bullet daily.
Why not? Anybody. What's wrong with that? If I'm getting none on the regular, I need a substitution.
I think there's a clinical term for what you have.
Whatever. What is wrong with that? I don't see what's wrong with that. I don't see what's wrong with it at all.
What's the clinical term?
I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying there's a clinical term for what you got.
Ever. Listen, I don't think there's anything wrong with pleasuring yourself on a daily basis. Especially if you're not getting no sex. So it's kind of like, I'm not having sex, so I need that substitution.
When you pleasure yourself to the point where you ruining sex toys, you may need to get some counseling.
Listen, I don't think it was me. I think it was just a toy. It just couldn't,
a malfunction.
You know.
What's wrong with the device? That's all.
Exactly.
What's wrong with the device?
Just like a damn man. So, y'all always talking about, oh, you want it too much. That's all.
You know
y'all
what?
Can't hold out.
You know what? You know what, Jazzy? You ain't had it for 30 days, so maybe you can take it back to the store.
Stop
you know
playing.
What?
No, that is not going back to the store. It is not going back to the store.
Anyway,
if I own that damn sex store, I'll throw your ass out when you come.
Whatever. Take it back and say, this just don't
you
work.
Need to cut it out. Sexy K. This is Sexy K talking, you guys. Sexy K
you
wants to return the sex
work.
Toy.
I If there's a return policy,
I'm pretty sure after you use it, that warranty has now become void.
It's not refundable
whatever.
Y'all got to
think that goes for if you don't use it. I think that's what it is.
I don't think they want it back after I done did, you know what I mean? All kinds of things.
Anyway.
Hey, you sound good on that shit. Some people ain't taking that shit back.
They might.
They are
they
not taking that back.
No. Prince, after the show, after the show, we going to go to the little sex store here and see what their return policy is.
You need to cut out right now.
I'm
so
not
while
going
we there, we can go ahead. While we there, we could go ahead and get Jasmine a present or something. And then just send it.
Appreciate
it. Appreciate it.
Look. I'm not supporting her damn habit.
Listen, don't do that. Don't
I'm
do
not
that.
Supporting her.
Do not do that.
I am not a sex toy drug dealer, here.
Listen. You know, they need to have one. Stop playing. Like, for real. They need to have, I really need to go to a meeting.
I am not Nino, and she is not Pookie. It's not happening.
I need to go to a meeting. I think that's what it is.
I really want to know the return policy.
They're not taking it back. I know that. How about that for return policy? We ain't taking it back.
No,
I mean, I would not take it back. I wouldn't take it back.
I pay my money, and them dildos is not cheap. What if you bring one home and it just don't work? Then what?
That's before you use it, man. You can't return it after the month about up.
No, what if you turn it?
I didn't use it for 28 days, and now it's broke. It'll be like,
What if you just left it in your drawer, your closet, or whatever, and then waited that last week before it expired the month, and you turn it on and you pleasure yourself with it for like 3 minutes and it died? Then what?
You got too many hypotheticals. That's not
exactly.
The thing.
They're going to be like, well, ma'am, do you have your receipt? I'm gonna be like, listen. No. I don't have it. I do not have my receipt. You know how they are about return policies nowadays. They don't want to return.
I guarantee Jasmine to rub all the silver off that motherfucker. No
silver
on the
You need to cut it out. And my bullet is pink. Thank you.
You need to rub that motherfucker pink. That shit was pink.
No,
whatever.
That shit just say bullet, bro. I don't even say silver. Just say bullet.
That's why he said that, because mine's is silver.
See, mine is pink, and it got like the little lumps all over it, the hump.
I guarantee they got a picture of Jasmine up in that store saying, do not sell her shit.
Whatever. I don't even go in the store. I get people to go in the store for me.
You know what? You got somebody else going to buy your drugs for you.
Exactly.
Boy, you sound like a rich white man.
I can't show my face. I gotta, have my little shopper go.
I know, because I feel more comfortable going like 1, 2, 3 in the morning instead of going
Day. Then during the day, you gotta put your hoodie on and your sunglasses.
And
you never just cover it up when you walk out.
The only,
I thought I was the only one that felt that way, but
let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all really believe that people don't think y'all having sex?
I mean, I know that they probably know, but it's still uncomfortable.
Going into a store that sells, you know, things for grown adults. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame
in
that.
But it's still uncomfortable, though.
It's just still weird. That,
yeah,
it's still weird.
It's still like, oh, my God,
who's
looking at
me? I know
there's
nothing wrong with it, but still.
Okay, do you feel weird going to the supermarket?
No.
That's completely different.
It's not different. It's something
it
that people normally do every day. You shouldn't feel uncomfortable about it.
When you go to the store, if you go to the store and buy pants,
I'm grown. I will go in there and buy all kind of sanitary pads.
But still, you don't care. Still, don't you feel a little, like, weird? You don't feel no way?
Nope. Not even a little bit. I don't see why.
He lying.
I throw it up on the counter, and if the price is not the same as it was in the aisle, I'd be like, look, price check.
I don't even want to do the price check. I'd be like, nah, you good.
People need to relax nowadays. There is nothing wrong. It's normal. Of course, there's nothing wrong with it,
and of course it's normal, but we just feel like you're too weird.
Look at me. I'm the most open person when it comes to sex. I don't care. I will talk about it. I will do whatever.
But if I go to a store and I'm buying something, yes, it's weird for me because it's like, okay, I'm just starting to really get into going in the store and buying it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you would feel totally comfortable going to Vicky's or Frederick's and buying, you know, your unmentionables.
Yeah.
So I don't see a difference. It's the same thing.
These are sex toys.
These are other things that can go on other things of your body.
Right? What's the difference between a sex toy and a thong? They both go in the same place.
I feel kind of weird. When I go into Victoria's Secret and I see a guy in there, I do feel weird.
If you go to Victoria's Secret and a guy's in there, don't feel weird. Not unless he got a camera taking pictures.
No, but it's just like, you know, they come in there with their little girls or whatever. And it's just weird that they stand in there and you picking out whether or not you want a thong, or a cotton thong. You know what I mean?
I guarantee that dude don't want to be in there neither. Shopping with women is a man's punishment.
Don't even go to the store, he won't look at but can't. Y'all are worse anyway, so I don't want to hear it. Y'all are worse going shopping with.
When a man goes shopping, y'all cheap as hell. I want a shirt. He go in there, grab the shorts and the shirt, and he...
Y'all cheap as hell. Y'all be like, you're going to pick something out for four hours and then return it the next day. Whatever.
Y'all get home and all of a sudden the outfit look different than it did in the store.
Oh, that'd be pissing me off.
I'm gonna take it back. Like all of a sudden shit looks different once you got outside.
That'd be pissing me off about
the same
shit. Like chicks will come into my store. Chicks will come into my store, go into the dressing room and try on all the outfits. They come out and be like, oh, I really like this outfit. The next day they come back and they're like, it looks different at my house. Like, how the fuck did that happen?
No, like, what they needed mean? Was wore it wherever they needed to wear it to, mm-hmm. and they bought it back.
Exactly.
Women,
so I'm like, that's the lamest excuse.
Women, please, if you wear a size 10, stop trying to squeeze your big ass.
in a size 4, size 6. Especially when you buy open toe shoes.
Honey. They be hanging all over the side and everything.
Yeah, their toes hanging on the front. I'm looking like, really? I be looking like, really? For real? For real, for real.
And then they be wearing them sandal shoes like that. They look too big for the shoe, first of all. Then the back of your heel look like sandpaper.
I mean, exactly. Like somebody just
and then your toes
threw some
look
mud
like
at you or something. Like, I don't know.
Like,
why you look
like
that?
Fuck.
Cut it out.
Then get mad with the motherfucker. Then get mad with the motherfucker don't buy you a drink at the goddamn flip.
No, my thing is
you
with these girls, they'll be like, they be coming in and they look straight like they wear plus, right? But then they go to the junior midside and I be looking at them like, what the f-? Like, bitch, you cannot wear no damn 12. You need to go over there to the plus side and stop pointing. You need to cut it out. Go to the plus side and stop playing.
Oh,
and then
man.
my dumb ass, I be trying to rear them over. I be like, listen, we got some shirts over on the plus side.
And if I
and then say, they'll say no, I'm not that size.
Exactly.
No,
like, nah, that's too big. I'm like, bitch, you are not no extra large. You need to cut it out and go to an 18-20. You are not extra large anymore. Stop it.
If I see one more fat bitch and some Daisy Dukes, I swear to God, I'm going to kill myself.
It done got hot, so people letting their cellulite hang out. For real. I'm
like,
I don't know what it is. Like, what is
for the love of God. If you wear a 34 double D, please stop buying a goddamn push-up, bro. You don't need shit pushed up. Goddamn.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They need it pushed
up.
Yes,
they
do. Yeah. They don't make push-up bras that big.
Yes, they do. Lane Bryant got
some.
They got the comb.
Hey, what I want to know is where the hell Lane Bryant get the fat ass mannequins from? How the fuck you get fat mannequins? Where the fat mannequins come from?
I'm done with you. I am done with you.
How did you get the cellulite on the goddamn mannequin? That's all I want.
The cellulite ain't on the mannequin. You can try it, man. I am not playing. We are not doing
it. Shit me. I done bought my little friend. First, listen, scared the shit out of me the first time I saw it. I thought it was a real fat bitch in the window. Post.
You need to cut it out right now. Cut it out right now.
I was like, I got all close to the glass and shit. I was like, damn, baby, how'd they get you? Oh, shit,
shout out to Lane Bryant, though, because they got some good bras. Ladies, definitely. But they don't know how to size you. I went in there, and I was like, I need to know what size
they got fat, extra fat, and bitch, you need to stop eating.
They do not know how to size you. I was like, I need to know how size I am, and they measured me, and it was like, oh, you a 40D. And I was like, okay. I went and I got me a 40D, and it's too small. I was like, what the hell? I had to go up to a 42. I said, how is that you did? I don't know. I got to get rid of these things.
Stop. Listen. Ladies, please. If you're fat, just be fat. Ain't nothing wrong with being comfortable in your fatness. Stop making up names for your fatness. I got curves. You got no motherfucking
curves. It is curves. You need to push
my ass.
They are curves. They are curves. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a little offended by that. I'm a little offended by that because I'm a little pleasantly plump. You know what I mean? I'm a little offended.
Listen. If you have a pudding body, if you are a pudding body.
What is a pudding body? What is that?
I mean, it's just fat, just hanging everywhere.
You mean it, you know how pudding, you just throw it down, it has no shape, it's just everywhere? That's
yeah.
Pudding body.
You know what?
That's not you, Jasmine, so don't
that's a pudding body.
That's me. I feel it. It just be flopping everywhere. And I don't know what to do.
Stop saying, look, back in the day, they used to say it was big bone. Now all of a sudden, I'm curvy. Listen, all bones make motherfucking bees. I ain't never seen a big bone yet.
They say thick, too.
Thick. Yeah, and pleasantly plump.
I ain't never seen no thick ass. I've never seen a thick ass human. I've seen a fat ass human. I ain't never seen a thick human yet.
I've seen a thick one. I was like, oh my God, like, the bees.
And it's women that make that shit up. It's women that make that shit up. Cause what you
know?
What other saying do they have for a fat man other than he a fat man? Nothing.
They be like, y'all be saying y'all built, y'all fat as hell.
You are not built.
Hey, you a fat dude and you talking about you built too, your damn self.
They need to cut it out for real. It's too much. Definitely too fucking much. So we're going to go to a quick break because my voice is going out. And when we come back, we're going to have Ossie. I hope I'm saying his name right. He's going to cuss my ass out. Ossie is going to come and we're going to talk to him and kick it with him and see what's up with him and his movement. And we're going to be introducing, like I said, his new single, Wet, which is dope as crap. Y'all definitely have to stay tuned because it's definitely going to be super freaking awesome. So we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Ossie. Tell All Radio.
Tell All Radio Tell Live. All Radio Tell Live. All.
Come back again.
I bet you walk away to me. Matter of fact, actually, that's a guarantee.
had so hard in my pocket.
Tell All Radio Live. Radio Live.
All right, you guys, we're back. And like I said, I'm going to be introducing Aussie from ATL. So let's bring him in. Hi, Aussie. What's poppin'?
What's going on with you, Miss Jazzy?
What's good?
My Princess Jazzy.
You're good. Somebody called me Jessica one time. I was like, what the hell? I don't think that's
we're not going to do you like that.
You know, I hope not. So, Aussie, is that your real name or is that a nickname?
Oh, man, that's a stage name. You know what I'm saying? They call me Sir Nature Boy. Sir Nature Boy Aussie.
Oh, okay. Very different. Very, very different. Simple, yet, what's a good word?
Catchy.
So I want to know, like I'm sure everybody else wants to know, what inspires you to make music?
Me? I guess I was born with this talent. It was just something that I just, it was inside of me, you know. Every time you hear music, I gotta move, you know what I'm saying? It's the sense of just spreading something. I'm spreading something to the world, man. You know, like a seed. You gotta hear my story.
Absolutely.
What it is.
So is there certain people that you do it for, or is it just solely for yourself?
Oh, no, I do it for the hood, man. It's for everybody else anyway. It's not about me. I've been good, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I do this with my people. Everybody that's out there struggling. Everybody got to know the story. All my partners on the corner. All my homegirl that's out here working every day. You know what I'm saying? They're just actually working and putting it down. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to be a millionaire for everybody else, man. Why not me?
That's true. Well, when you get that millionaire status, I'm going to need my cut. You know what I mean?
Oh, believe me.
I got you. You know what I mean? Just saying.
but I got you.
If you had to categorize your music, what genre would you say best fits it? Would it be hip-hop, or do you feel like something else is in your music as well?
Me, I can say it's like hip-hop / street music, you know what I'm saying? I try to relate to everybody that's out there, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's circumstances is different, you know what I'm saying? They're not quite like mine, but you know what I'm saying? Everybody can relate to everything that I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? And everything I'm saying is totally true, you know what I'm saying? This should be based on a true story.
Okay. I haven't had a chance to really listen to all of your music, but I have listened to one song, which is your new single, Wet.
And which one is that?
I was calling it Wet. But
I mean, it's all the same thing. Wet. I can make it wet, you know, however you want to look at it. It's tripping.
You know. Yeah. I definitely enjoyed it. It was definitely, you know what I mean, my type of sex. So I was like, okay, yeah, I feel him. I can feel him.
Like I said, it's a true story.
Wow. We're not going to get into that, but, you know,
gotcha.
We'll talk about that later. What do you think has been the biggest challenge for you in pursuing your music?
The biggest challenge? Biggest challenge is just to get the support system. It's just the hardest thing is to get the support system for everybody to believe in what you're doing. The only way they're going to believe is you just got to keep on pushing it and keep putting it in their face and keep letting them know that that's what you're doing. And basically, I mean, everything else, man, I have no problem, man. They say I got the greatest show on earth. You know what I'm saying? So believe me, y'all will check it out in Myrtle Beach. Y'all will see what I'm talking about when I come down there.
I'm excited.
I want you to perform that song.
Wait. Oh, believe me.
We'll see how the ladies get. They'll
be like, okay. They'll tell you in the A, it's ridiculous. They'll tell you in the A, it's ridiculous in the A. Believe it. They would tell you that.
If you had the opportunity to change something about your music, what would it be and why?
What would I change? I think sometimes I change some of the content, you know what I'm saying? Because last time, sometimes you got to give out a lot of positive music. I give out positive music, but you know what I'm saying? I need to get more. And that's what I would probably change. It's mostly hood anthems, you know what I'm saying? A lot of music, like you say, for the ladies. But you know what I'm saying? Now you got to give back to the kids, man. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what I need to do. Develop some stuff that everybody can relate to. I want that big hit. I want that big hit that you're going to play in every single stadium that you can see out there. It's going to be something, regardless. I think that's what I need to change. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a good thing to change. I think most people need to do that because all they talk about now is drugs, bitches, money, and just unnecessary things. Popping mollies. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, no. Mine's not like that because I got what called Step It Up. And, you know, y'all can check it out on YouTube. I got a lot of stuff on YouTube. And actually, my channel, man, is like it's up under ICOO, and you spell ICO with a zero. It's like 0SSI with two more zeros behind it, like Jay's Bud. And you can go check out the page, and you can find all kind of stuff, you know. I'm highly animated, you know what I'm saying? You can see by the mohawk spiked up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all see it, I'm kind of flashy. You can see it with the chains and the reins, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, I got the All I Rock is Green too. Shouts out to 4-Point Star Production, my dog H-Guy, DJ Prince Morgan, my fault, Princess Jazzy. Shouts out to everybody out there at Myrtle Beach too in Atlanta. We doing it like real G's for the hood. That's me.
Absolutely. So if you had to describe your music in three words, what would they be?
Three words? Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Superb, magnificent, and greatness.
Okay. Great words. So you said that in your performances they're very out there. What can people expect who haven't seen you perform? What can they expect when they go see you?
They can expect me high in depth. You can see me in HD because I be up in your face. So, men, don't take it personal. If I'm in your lady's face doing our mega wet, this is just business, not personal. You know what I'm saying? So, tell them don't take it personal, but the lady might fall in love with me because of the style and the grace and the swag. But, you know, we're not going to keep talking about that, you know, because some people might get mad about it.
Exactly. We don't want anybody to get upset. You know, I promise after he's done, your girl will come back to you. Maybe. You never know.
Maybe. That might be like a 10% chance.
Exactly. You know. So, also, I want to ask, do you have any other influences as far as music? Anyone in music who influences you or influences the way that you do your thing?
Me, yeah. I mean, I basically everybody in the music industry influenced me, you know what I'm saying? Because that lets me know what to do and what not to do. But, you know, I'm a real street nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hood nigga. So, you know, my first and foremost going to be the Jeezys, the Yo Gotti's, you know what I'm saying? The Rick Rosses. Mm-hmm. You're going to see me with the hood. I like the hood classics, man. I like hood music, you know? I ain't no pop. I can't do the pop. I mean, I can do it, but that's not my forte.
Okay. I like the pop, though, you know. The weirdest thing is I'm more of a pop person rather than, you know, the hard hood type of person. But I do listen to that type of music sometimes. It just depends on my mood. You know, everybody has their little sticks that they get, you know what I mean, when they're in that mood.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show. I heard about your vibrators and stuff. I've been listening to the show. Believe me.
You heard about my
vibrators.
I'm embarrassed now.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, but my music, you know, it's different. It's street, but it's different. When you hear it, you're going to love it because everything is like on tempo, up tempo. Believe me, you're going to love the song I Say My Girl Is All That, too. Believe me, if you check the album, because it's on thatpimp.com, too. You can search it up on the Aussie, and that's Zero with two dollar signs in front and an I. And you're going to see that From the North Pole to the East Side, hosted by DJ Knight and the Fleet DJs. Believe me, I got two mini CDs also, and I got the Hydroponic mixtape that I did with DJ Racine Green, too. So, you know,
I'm going to need to get me some copies. You know what I mean?
Oh, believe me. I'm going to send them out to you right along with the shirts. We got all our rockets, green shirts with the IC in the front. I mean, it's an O, big O for IC. And we got the all our rockets, green shirts. So believe me, I'm sending them all down there to you. You got to give me your size.
Cool. I'm not going to tell you my size on the air. We don't need everybody to know. But I'll tell you later.
You'll keep that quiet.
We were discussing, well, we haven't discussed yet, but I want to talk about gun violence tonight. So I want to know, because, you know, I've heard your music, your song, Wet, that's very sexually stimulating part of you. But as far as your hardcore music, what do you think the image conveys from that about you? And do you think it's a positive or a negative? And do you think that's a good thing for the kids and the people out here who are killing people and shooting people? And do you think it's part of the music's fault or the video games or, you know, all the stuff that's going on in TVs? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I think it's like more of a, it's too much of a persona that you're seeing on TV. I think a lot of people get a lot of stuff on television. I mean, when you listen to my music, I mean, I might say something about a gun here and there, but it's mostly at a protection standpoint when I'm talking about it. I don't feel that you should go out here and go rob somebody, because I know everything I do, I work hard at it. And I know people that feel like they don't have nothing else to do, so they feel like that they best result is to rob somebody. And, you know, you try to talk people out of it, and you try to help people in every standpoint of life of what's going on with that. So I think it's more if they cut all this extra stuff out that we're seeing on TV, then we won't get all this out to youth, because the youth only seeing what they see on TV. And, you know, we got a lot of shows like now you watching. I mean, I catch myself addicted to First 48. You see what I'm saying? You got a lot of shows where you already see where the violence going on, but what people got to realize is that once you kill somebody, they're not coming back. You see what I'm saying? And you got to think about that at a standpoint. And I tell people all the time, the music that I do, believe me, it's based on a true story. It's real. So a lot of times I'm telling people what not to do. Don't go into this actual life, because it's not what it's cracked up to be. You got to be smart. If you're really doing what you're doing, you got to be smart about it. And a lot of people look too flashy. I see too many people on Facebook want to flash all the money. They want to show all the money. They want to show all the shit. Believe me, that's too much. You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't nothing but evidence that they're giving the police you know, to lock them up with. You know what I'm saying? You got to be smart with what you're doing. And first and foremost, a gun is for protection anyway, and it's not for the crap of killing somebody, because if you feel like that's what it is, then when you get behind them bars, it's a whole nother story, because then your life in somebody else's hand, and they're going to tell you what to do, and you can't do nothing but bye-bye.
That is true. Definitely, definitely. I see all these pictures all the time where they have guns and they have all the money all over the bed, and it's kind of like, that is so ridiculous. It's too much. Stop.
Yeah.
Like, people are actually losing their jobs from Facebook, so you would think that people would know that somebody is looking. You might not think so, but they're looking at you.
Exactly. It's a job for every job out here. People believe what
exactly.
I tell you. It's a job for every job. It's somewhere right
so,
now that's screening our calls. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we got to be careful.
They're listening to my vibrator story. Yeah,
I
believe
see,
it.
See, I tell you. It
so
sounds real good, though.
Said,
you know, it got everybody in my neighborhood hot.
Yeah, you know, I got to get a new one, though, because mine is out.
And if you like the Wet song, you might need to check out the other song called Raw. Ease It Up. It's a national anthem that we did in the A. Shouts out to Club 426. True, if I see him, believe me, because we do it big. 4.1 stuff
right,
right.
Big,
believe me.
I like Wet, so I might need to, you know, go check that out.
You got to check out Raw. Check out Raw, R-A-H-H. Believe me.
So someone once said, write what you would want to perform over and over. With that in mind, what song do you have to perform every time you do a performance? Or do you have
every
a song?
Every time, I think the song that I have to perform every time, it's not even the two songs we're talking about, but it's like everybody know me for the I Sack I Jew. It's the I Sack I Jew. That's the song that everywhere I go, that's the only thing they know me for, is I Sack I Jew.
And what does that mean?
Self-explanatory. Is with anything that's when you that is involved with hustling. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you ain't doing nothing sacking up groceries, you know what I'm saying, and you're getting them out to the people. Or if you Santa Claus, you sacking up the gifts and you're getting it out to the kids.
Okay, okay. I like the way you flipped that around a little bit. Okay. So I wanna get into your song, Wet, because I'm sure everybody's anxious to hear it. I'm anxious, even though I've listened to it like 4 times already. But I want to hear it.
Oh, yes, it's good, yeah. And I forgot, I got to give a shout out to H-Sky, who did the production on it with H-Sky Production, and my dog Clutch, that's on the actual other part of the verse with me. Believe me, these are my people. We put songs for the hood, man. We put songs for every hood, not one particular hood, but every hood. We don't do colors, we do green. You know what I'm saying? All we rock is green, green right here. So, you know what I'm saying? Believe me. Oh.
So before you go, I want to actually let you stay on, because I want to do the blank, which I do with every artist that comes on my show. I'm just going to say a statement, and I want you to fill in the blank with your answer. But we're going to see your song first, and then after that, we're going to come back and do that. Cool?
Yeah, most definitely.
So go ahead and introduce your song for us.
Oh, my God, man. Live from the Six Man Radio, it's Sir Nature Boy Ossie with the hit single Wet for those in Myrtle Beach. I can make it wet. Shouts out to the dog Clutch. Shouts out to Sky. 4 Point Star Production, we here. Believe me, time to make it happen. DJ Prince Morgan, go to put that thing on the boards, man. You know I still mess with your dog. I am in the hood. Shouts out to the North Pole. Ossie.
I can make it wet, baby, trippin', trippin' wet, baby, I can make it wet, baby, hot, wet, sex, baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissin' on your neck, baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet, baby, trippin' up in sweat, baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissin' on your neck, baby, I can make it wet, baby, steamin' hot, sex, baby, I can make it wet, baby, let me get it wet, I can make it wet, baby, trippin' up in sweat, baby, do your damn thing, let me kiss you on your neck, baby, know you're feeling horny, I got a little sex craving, rubbing on that ass up the gap, call it Nick Saban, take them panties off, ain't gonna talk, I'ma keep kicking, put them legs up, head up, you just keep checking, is it too much, I be moving like a street nigga, hit it from the back, in the front, watch it flee flicker, love you when you ride it, up and down like a bull rider, pussy sitting pretty, perky titties, I'm a bullfighter, underlay, matador, I'm a dick driver, how you fucking wet, every set, with my click finder, stretching out that body, she can't stop, she just keeps squirting, baby, pussy stay working, ass hip stay twerking, flipping to the back, matter of fact, you just keep posting, I can make it wet, very wet, with just 3 motions, I can make it wet, baby, tripping, tripping wet, baby, I can make it wet, baby, hot, wet, sex, baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissing on your neck, baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet, baby, tripping up in sweat, baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissing on your neck, baby, I can make it wet, baby, steaming hot, sex, baby, I can make it wet, baby, let me get it wet.
On top of the sheets, I'm about to get it wet, baby, girl, wrap them legs right around my neck. My tongue vibrating up and down that click. I'ma eat you up and down until that pussy dripping wet. By the way you make that sound, I can tell you loving it.
That's
when
right.
You bust a nut, girl, I'ma let you feel this dick. Slow stroke that thing, baby, let me hit it from the back. She said, nigga, beat it up and then smack me on my ass. Then I hit it like she wanted, I'm the best she ever had. Now the neighbors keep complaining cause she's screaming my name. My dick all in the stomach and we both dripping sweat. I told you, baby, girl, I can get that pussy wet.
I can make it wet, baby, trippin', trippin' wet, baby, I can make it wet.
get a taste of this pickle. I can make it wet, baby, drippin', drippin' wet. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, hot, wet, sex. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissin' on your neck. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, drippin' up in sweat. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissin' on your neck. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, steamin' hot, sex. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, let me get it wet.
All right, guys, that was your boy, Aussie, with Wet. I'm really feeling that song. Like, it makes me want to shake my butt, like, for real. Like, I want to get down with the get down. Aussie, what's popping? You ready?
What is it?
Live?
I'm live. How you like it? How you like the song?
I love the song. Like, it really makes me want to shake my booty.
That's what we need.
And you know, I'm always wet, so definitely gonna be my anthem now.
Get all your girls to be that anthem too, because it's a
exactly it's
most definitely.
I definitely like it. So, like I said before, we're gonna do the fill in the blanks just for fun. I'm gonna say a statement, and I just want you to tell me whatever you want to say. After that, it can be one word. It can be more than one word. Completely up to you. Are you ready? Because I might stump you.
What's the subject matter? Is it a subject matter?
You'll find out when I ask you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I can't give it away.
Are you ready for the answer?
I'm ready. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, first statement. Without music, I would be?
For me, I'd be a barber.
Okay, music is?
My life.
My music makes me feel?
My music makes me feel free.
I write certain songs because?
Because that's what I feel at that point in time.
All right, the last statement is, you know, I want you to say why people should support your music. Why do you think they should go and get your mixtapes and go see you perform, like, just blast it out?
Why should they see me? Because I am the man to see, you know what I'm saying? I prepare for this every day. I put forth the effort. I write all the tracks. I got my homie, H-Guy, do all the production. My dog Easy do the production, you know what I'm saying? Believe me, I actually put on a terrific show. It ain't never been hands down turned to brown. I won $1,000 on the best of the best competition. So believe me, when I tell you this show is serious, it's serious. You can find me on Twitter up under NatureBoy_Austin. You spell NatureBoy, NatureBoi. And you spell Ossi. You can find me on Facebook up on the Sir Nature Boy, and that's SIR- at the top, Nature Boy with an INATUREBOI. You can find me up on Instagram up on the Sir Nature Boy. Believe me, you're gonna find me on the next DJ Prince Morgan mixtape. You're gonna find me at every corner. You're gonna find me on every YouTube channel. You're gonna find me everywhere. So regardless if they want to get it or not, they ain't going to have to do nothing but respect this, because I make what you call classic music.
Absolutely. I can make it wet. Okay, I got you. I'm with it.
I say my girl is all that. Exactly. Believe it.
I got it. I'm a believer. Absolutely. I'm super excited about your movement. Because I definitely like your style of music. Like, I really do. I'm not just saying that because you're on my show, because I would, you know, if you was whack, I'd be like, listen, you might want to find another, you know,
profession.
You might want to do something else. I'm just saying. But I really, really, really enjoyed the song, and I hope that you would send me some more. I think some more music.
I'm going to send you
home.
I'm gonna send you the whole mixtape right along with we're gonna work on a whole little feature for your show. That's how we're gonna do it. We're gonna do a whole little verse for the Princess J.
Aww.
That's how we're gonna do
that. I feel loved. I'm excited to hear it, definitely. So it's about that time. You have to leave. I know. You can stay if you want to. It's up to you.
Oh, good. I'm gonna continue to listen to the show because believe me, shouts out to the whole hood, man, everybody that's supporting my movement, you know what I'm saying? The whole 4-Point Stunt Reduction, everything that we're doing is for the people, you know what I'm saying? We ain't even doing it for us, we're doing it for the people because somebody got to stand out, man, and we gotta develop a movement, a real positive movement, because that's what we're trying to do. The music, you know what I'm saying, the music real, you know what I'm saying? It ain't too much cussing in it, you know what I'm saying? So believe me, please check it out. We got you.
Absolutely.
From the North Pole to the East Side and hydroponics.
Shout out to you and your team. Absolutely. Y'all definitely doing it big. And anytime you want to come back on, I got you. Just hit me up and we'll get you in.
Gotcha.
Appreciate
you too.
You're welcome. Like I said, keep listening and we're going to get back into some more conversation.
Gotcha.
All right, guys. That was Aussie coming through with his song Wet. Like, I'm really feeling that song. Like, I really, really, really like it. Like, genuinely, absolutely. Bring my co-host back in. Y'all feeling that song? Y'all was liking it?
Yeah,
I can make it wet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like it. We have a call from callers who wants to come on. I don't know what the hell they want to talk about. Tell All Radio, who's this? Where you calling from?
Yeah, what's up? This is my Red Bull. What's up?
Oh, hell. Troublemaker number one.
What's going on?
Troublemaker number one. Oh, God.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Fine. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. We're just having
That's
a little conversation
great.
Around here, but everything
I,
good.
I was
What's
wondering
up? What's the
when
topic?
You was going to call in.
Say what?
I wondering when you was going
to call in.
Hey, look, man, we're having a complication around here. You know I got to sneak a call in. Man, you know that.
Man, you heard me just jump on this damn radio, man. You should have been calling.
Whatever. You was lagging.
I'm like, I can't believe
this
thing talking to you. This bullshit.
I told
Whatever.
You it was going to probably be an hour later, and it's an hour on the head.
Look, I ain't even my fault. I told you it was a complication around here.
We're
going to bring another caller in. Tell all the young people.
Back to the store and all this other shit.
Y'all
want to
hear
that? You knew that while I knew that.
You need to cut it out. Cut it out. Tell all radio who's this. You're on the air. You're live. You going to be quiet?
Hello?
Hello. How are you? No? You don't want to talk? Okay.
They probably Sorry. Trying to return their shit back to the store right now. They're going to jail. They can't talk.
Customer service. They can't
oh,
talk.
They say hello,
Maybe. I hope the motherfucker on the store Indian.
Y'all know what? We're not gonna do this tonight, okay? Y'all go disrespect my callers.
This is the news.
Y'all are not gonna disrespect my callers. That's something y'all are not gonna do, okay? Not tonight. Listen, they scared to call in as is, and y'all want to disrespect people. Y'all rude. I can't deal
ain't
with y'all.
Ain't
away.
Nobody here respecting anybody.
Everybody.
Y'all just rude as hell.
Exploit that.
Whatever. Y'all rude as hell. I'm done with y'all. I'm done with
y'all. I hope they offended at the store in Jamaica.
Listen, I was really thinking
thinking about going and trying to return my vibrator for you.
They're not taking it back.
Try it.
They
you never know. You never know. Stop playing.
You never know. I'm saying I'm going to
just clean
show,
it. It's clean. You know what I mean? It's sterilized.
I hope you got some bail money. I hope you got some bail money.
Whatever. For real, after the show, we're going to go ride over here.
I'm not going. See what's the return policy.
Man,
you tricky. Because I don't have time for a motherfucker to be looking at me all crazy. I got to put my damn head. You already know me. I'm violent. I already want to fight people. I'm not going.
Don't do that. You are violent. You might need to stay home. Don't take him.
I'm not going.
Do not take him.
First time that motherfucker started laughing at me, it's going to be a problem.
I know that.
No, what if you just go in and ask him, what's your return policy? What, he going to laugh
exactly.
at me? Can I say that? All he has
yeah,
to do is say, it's no return policy.
He's going to be like, how to return this. Unless he's going to say, it depends on
what you want to return. If it's a movie,
exactly.
You can read it.
If it's a toy, you might want to just keep that.
If I ask him, you know what I'm saying? If I ask him, he might turn around and look at me and be like, stupid motherfucker, can't you see where the hell you at?
I'm going to ask him, because I'm really curious.
I'm curious, but I ain't going to go ask.
I'm going with Prince, so he's got my back. I'm sure.
Y'all gonna be in jail. There's certain things in life, you know, when you buy it, it's just yours.
Hold on. So you saying if I bought a toy, I can't return it. It's mine.
Not if you have used it for 28 plus days.
What other toys are
you gonna return it? My little game's
pussy. Toys R Us got a return policy.
That's not the same kind of plan. That's a totally different kind of plan.
Toys R Us got a return policy. They should have one, too.
You do not see Jerry the giraffe with his balls hanging out when you go to Toys R Us.
Oh, my gosh. You need to cut it out right now.
I'm just keeping it real. You don't see it.
I'm going to see it. You know, don't see Jerry the giraffe.
If they return it, if I could find somebody to fix it, then I won't return it. Just go buy another one, man. You see why I need to help Red Bull? You see why I need you? You see this bullshit? Y'all need to cut it out.
Serious talk. Some of those dildos cost like $50 to $100.
Yeah, you should be able to return it.
If you didn't use it 28 times, it's yours. You can't take that back. Who the hell won't you? Or at least you don't have to return it.
Can we get another one? Can I get another one?
Can I exchange it?
When somebody returns product to a store, they take it and send it back to the manufacturer. Who the hell they gonna send that to?
They gonna rinse it off and box it up. Them motherfuckers gonna rinse it off and box it up. They ain't throwing nothing away.
Okay.
They gonna be like, listen, it's still
good.
They can just fix the wire.
Exactly.
They gonna mark it down and sell it to another motherfucker.
Yeah, mark it down. It's gonna be on clearance. Yeah. But they gonna sell it though.
You know what?
I'm done with y'all. I need to go get on the white radio show. This is bullshit.
Listen. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Me neither.
That all you can do
is
go
to find out.
If they say no, bitch,
out.
You better take that shit back to your damn house.
Friends, we about to find out.
You know?
Well, you know what?
I'm
going to record the conversation. It's mostly going to be laughing. It's mostly going to be laughing. It's going to be a whole lot of laughing. And then you're going
to
hear
it. Record it and send it to me.
I'm going to play it next time so I can laugh at y'all two motherfuckers.
y'all have me on speakerphone. I'm going to be like, so my toy is not freaking.
No. Tell the truth. I'm going to tell the man the truth. Look, we done had this shit for damn near a month. We done used the fuck out of it. It's broke. I need to know.
We can't tell them that now.
The hell?
I just want to know the return policy. That's all I want to know. I don't want him to know what I done did with it, how I done used it, how long I had it. I just want to know the policy.
He don't need to know all that.
He don't need to know all that extra stuff.
Listen, the man ain't stupid. You know damn well y'all done put that damn thing to good use.
You need to cut it out. And I sure did. 28 days is full of
the shit. Don't even vibrate no more. The shit just go.
Listen, I could see if I was getting some sex, but I'm not. So I had to substitute. So y'all do not judge me.
Yeah, you do not judge me. Get the hell out of that damn thing. You substitute for no motherfucker.
Don't judge me.
And now you're trying to take it back. Damn.
We ain't trying to take it back. We just trying to see.
We just trying to change it. We ain't trying to take it back.
If we can do that, then we'll return it. If we can return it, we going to return it.
Exactly. I'm going to ask because you might be able to do it. You never know.
They
might be like, all right, ma'am. It's a technical problem,
we
so we'll reach out to
me and Prince are going to ride up here.
You know, they're going to say, ma'am, get your nasty ass out of our store.
They're right, bitch. Are you serious? I'm serious.
Do I need to call the police? Get the hell on the fire out of our store.
Are you serious right now? Like, yes, I'm fucking serious. I'm having withdrawals, you know what I mean? Like, I can't even do my after dark. Like, it's serious. This is serious.
Don't you say shit, Red Bull. How about they just hand you one? How about they just hand you one that somebody else that is slightly you?
Hell no, I don't want that shit.
Exactly. Oh.
Whatever. I am not going to be using that. No, sir. And don't you talk shit about my After Dark segment, motherfucker. I know you was about to say something, and I don't appreciate it. Okay. I don't even appreciate the thought that you was about to say.
No. I'm mad for Red Bull. Red Bull be faithfully beating his meat in your shit every week.
Man, look at this girl, man. She's a delay, man. All the delay.
Listen, you need to cut it out.
There is
nothing I can do, okay? My bullet is out of commission.
There's nothing
I can do right now.
I'm going to be full as hell, strong as hell by the time this thing starts.
Oh, my God.
That man been working on his damn craft all week.
I'm going to show a mile, man, trying to wait on you. God,
you know what? Whatever. That's all I'm going to say. Last week when I had it, y'all was talking shit about it was too short.
That was...
When we
you know
me.
Why
y'all too
damn
picky.
Damn, operator broke in the middle of your damn segment.
Y'all too picky. We, you know what? We going on break.
Damn,
operator
was quick. I know your segment. They were like, hey, they ain't got no more.
I am done with y'all right now. We're going on break. All right, you guys, we're going into DJ Prince Mix, 70s motherfucking street. So make sure y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back because they talking too much shit for me.
Tell all radio
tell
live.
All,
radio
tell
live.
All.
Tell all radio
tell
live.
All,
tell
all,
live.
All,
70s street.
70s street.
The second annual Sir Release Street Underground Summer Jam.
It is
DJ Prince.
Yo, Prince.
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ain't no fun to rock and sing. The fancy cars, the lifestyle change. They can't stop me.
And blow. If you ain't trying to win, play
DJ Prince. Hit him on Twitter
at DJ Prince 09.
College boy.
Bet why these looks. The acclaimed pro. This roots to this. That's just how the game go. Scared money don't make it, so I gain more. Paper chain, I got the same hoe. But my mind frame in a different lane, though. Okay, a change what I aim for. The Cali Kush have the easy way to pain slow. Fake, same issue, seen them come and go. And real recognize real straight from the dough. Yeah, I was the foe, cause that's what made me. 10 toes down when it wet and all gravy. But it's still fading, so I gotta ride for it. And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, what you side for?
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me. The fancy cars, the lifestyle change. They can't stop me.
Serving the streets. Tell all radio live.
Second annual Sir Release Street Underground Summer Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
DJ Prince.
Yo.
Bring
your head down and your butt. I'm a Tyson. Once you know that shorty coming back, you a DK. Bustin' so good, girl. What's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I tell shorty, hit you right back. I be on the line. Cool booty, cool booty, cool booty, cool booty, cool booty.
Serving these streets.
Montana here, see the firework, 100 bottles here. You know we flying over here, then we flying over there. We getting money over here. Can't buy love, but buy you what you want. They hit it from the back, hit it from the front. Big old booty, pull up on whip the shoes, be something fun. To buy this here, you need a passport. We buy the whole store, Asian provocateur. Booty so big, put a ring on it. But for now, I tattoo my name on it.
Tell all radio live.
This is the second annual Sir Release Street Underground Summer Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
Serving DJ Prince.
Go! Prince.
Prince.
Prince. Prince. Prince.
I left my girl back home. I don't love her no more.
Serving these streets.
Serving these streets. And she'll never, never know that. I left my girl back home.
Serving these streets.
Serving these streets.
and I emptied out my heart too. Now I'm leaning on that. Bring your love, baby, I could bring my shame.
Serving these streets.
Bring the joy, baby, I could bring my pain. I got my heart right here. I got my scars right here. Bring the scars, baby, I could bring the joy. Bring your body, baby, I could bring you fame. And that's my motherfucker too. Just let me know.
Serving these streets.
shout it down to Urban. I need my space. She gon' ride this, ride this. I had a long day. She said, come anywhere you want. I give her Santa Claus face. We gon' turn up tonight. That feel, feel new. But we been way before I went to Rikers Island. And now she got a man. I think he gayer than a stylist. I wish we were both single like a couple dollars. And when we get together, she be on that Miley Cyrus.
Live with DJ Prince.
Hit him on Twitter
at DJ like Prince 09.
Holla at your boy.
No, I got a girl, but she keep this a thousand. Whenever we together, she don't ever ask about me.
Serving these streets.
Like, this for you. I say, come and eat this bone and stop eating dog food. And she got that name covered just a wall wound. She laid me on my back and then she put me like boom. Then I
turn on the lights. Turn on the lights.
You know we shine every summer. We grind every summer.
It's summer.
This is the second annual Serving These Streets Underground Summer Jam with DJ Prince.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. It's your girl, Princess Jersey, and we're back, and it's almost time to go. Oh, no, for sure, whoa, go, low.
Y'all like how I rap?
Hell no.
Oh, no. I think you need to cut it out right now.
What you told my man Archie that just left here? I think you need to sell drugs, Jasmine. Listen, rapping ain't for everybody.
Red Bull, you like my rapping?
Listen,
Red Bull,
of course, Red Bull like
he
your
don't
rap.
Left.
Nah.
He don't
left.
He don't
left. He
don't
heard
her little rapping.
No. Nah. Nah. Like, I hear how you had that commercial on an hour. All this hour commercial, man. I want to hear you.
Listen, don't do that. Don't insult my intelligence.
Already level clock.
Did you like my damn rapping? That's what I asked you.
Yeah, it was. Listen, man. He wants you to get that vibrator fixed. What the hell you
that's
think you gonna say?
That's all he wants. I will get it fixed.
A whole lot better.
I will get it fixed, but not next week. I'm gonna buy a new one next week. I got it.
Oh hell. I'm gonna walk around here stronger hell the next week, huh?
You're gonna be ready, though. You're gonna be ready. So
I know.
I'm
gonna make sure I be behind two walls. Yeah, but behind the door, I'm gonna shoot the door down.
Whatever. Oh my God, you disgusting. You are
disgusting. Don't tell him. Okay, I'm big to the motherfucker right now,
ain't it? Hell yeah. Oh, my God. Why? Why do I deal with it all? Why do I even do it to myself? Oh, my God.
Listen, you don't want me throwing the wood on the fire. You don't want to throw
no, how?
Hey, yeah, first started out saying the nigga you was talking to GNC. Can you go on? I'm just trying to tell you, I don't forget nothing. I keep falling on it.
Why you need to let that go because I'm not talking to you no more. So you need to let that go.
You never know when you can pull those out. You know what I'm saying? You just stroke from the back on the car in the middle of the daytime, you know?
Listen. That was strictly professional.
trying to get your vibrator back to the damn store after you done wore the hell out of it.
Okay, it's not my fault that it couldn't hang. I'm just saying. So that's not my problem.
That was not the business. That was not the product malfunction. That was only misuse.
No.
You can't
that
take
was
that back
product.
To the store.
That was not me. I don't think that was me. Maybe it's short circuited or something. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's short circuited. Maybe I got a little cum juice on the thing.
And with that being said, you still trying to take it back to the store, you nasty bastard.
Listen, if they can give my damn money back or give exchange it for something, hell
yeah.
I hope the dude that owned that store listened to this talk show right now.
Yeah,
As soon as you walk in there, he gonna know exactly who you are. He's gonna be like,
I'm gonna have him some shorts and a tank top. I'm gonna say, listen,
yeah,
my vibrator broke and I need a new one.
Can you fix it for
me?
I'll give it back.
He'll
give you another.
And I hope he's been married 15 years like me. That way he can tell you, girl, that ain't going to work. And let's you finish taking this vibrator. We ain't got nothing else for you.
Oh, my God. I'm done with y'all. So, you guys, tonight was a great, awesome show. Fantastic. Shout out to Aussie for coming on, kicking it with us with his song, Wet. I'm going to be playing that. I'm probably going to go on Pornhub tonight, you know what I mean, when I get done. Get my little freak on for a minute. But, you know, like, it's going to be going down every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. It's Tell All Radio. Y'all better get to knowing, you know what I mean? And like I said, I'm representing Tell All Radio, 6 Minute Radio, and in these motherfucking streets now, so definitely getting it popping. Make sure you guys keep it tuned in to what I'm doing, because it's going to be epic, of course, as always. Tell All Radio. See y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Yo. You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
What's up, world? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio, where we talk sex, love, relationships, and everything in between. So,